Supermarket giant Coles failed to pass on its drought levy to more than 200 Australian dairy farmers and will now have to pay them more than $5 million. That's the ruling of Australia's consumer watchdog. The ACCC has found that while Coles told its shoppers back in March that it was increasing the price of its own brand milk in order to raise money for drought-stricken farmers, it failed to pass all of that money on, as Madeline Jenner explains.
Anthony Coombs is a dairy farmer in Ellenborough, 50 kilometres west of Port Macquarie in northern New South Wales. He's a seventh-generation dairy farmer, and for the first time ever, he's preparing to sell his herd.
The drought has exacerbated everything just with the cost of how everything has gone up so much, but the milk price hasn't followed anywhere near it. Like, we got a price rise here 2 months ago, which was very much appreciated, but you know, it was only a band-aid effect, kind of. It's not stopping people from going out of dairying because the cost just, it still doesn't add up at the moment.
Anthony Coombs produces milk for Norco, the dairy cooperative which supplies Coles' own brand milk. And that price rise he's talking about is the 10 cent per litre increase, which Coles announced back in March, promising to pass the extra money straight to dairy farmers and milk processors. But the competition watchdog says Coles didn't deliver on that promise. The ACCC's chairman is Rod Sims.
Coles had said, under a lot of public pressure in the middle of March, that they would raise the price of their 2 litre and 3 litre milk by 10 cents a litre and pass that on to farmers. And they did that in the case of Norco, and so Norco got an extra 10 cents a litre from the 19th of March. But from 1 April, a pre-agreed 6.5 cents a litre increase was happening on 1 April. So on 1 April, what Coles did was they paid the 6.5 under the pre-agreed agreement, but reduced the 10 cents down to 3.5 cents a litre. We were all ready to go to court when Coles made this offer. Our choice was to take them to court, which would have taken a long time. Instead, we decided, okay, well, we won't take them to court. We'll get an immediate settlement, and over 200 farms will receive over $10,000 on average.
In a statement, Coles says it made this decision to avoid an unnecessary dispute and provide immediate, much-needed support to Norco farmers.
Coles is pleased to be able to provide additional support to Australian dairy farmers while we continue to work with industry and government stakeholders to find long-term solutions to ensure the sustainability of the Australian dairy sector.
Norco CEO Michael Hampson says today's decision is a win for struggling farmers.
We certainly wouldn't be saying that this drought is easily fixed by just this amount. We've also sought to increase our milk price by a further 2 cents. So Norco is doing everything that it can to help its members through this very, very trying time.
But it's too little too late for dairy farmer Anthony Coombs as he prepares to sell his cows. He says the big supermarkets should be doing more to help drought and bushfire affected farmers.
I think they could be doing a whole lot more. Like, all they've done is just they've made a very good story of it all and made themselves look very good. And the amount of the Australian public that think that they're doing good by supporting them and this and that, well, we're not seeing any of that flow-on effect at all.
The World Today has contacted the other big player in the market, Woolworths. In a statement, the company says its drought levy has contributed an extra $29 million in relief to more than 450 Australian dairy farmers. Woolworths says that on top of that levy, the company has also agreed to wholesale cost increases from milk processors in response to rising farmgate prices.
Madeline Jenner reporting.